AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Second major earthquake in less than a month has killed more than three dozen people in Nepal. A 7.3 magnitude quake centered between the capital, Kathmandu, and Mount Everest. Mike Bruce with the charity Plan UK tells Sky News.
People are very, very jittery. People are very, very scared about these things happening. And certainly when you get out into the field and you see the state of these houses, most of a lot of them, people simply don't have the option to go back to.
The more powerful earthquake on April 25th killed more than 8,100 people and flattened entire villages, leaving hundreds of thousands homeless. High-level no-show at this week's Camp David summit being shrugged off by the White House. Jerry Boatlander with more.
The White House is downplaying the decision by Saudi Arabia's king not to attend this week's summit between the U.S. and members of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the decision was unrelated to the summit.
There have been some speculation that this change in travel plans was an attempt to send a message to the United States. If so, that message was not received.
Earnest says the Camp David event will still be attended by high-level representatives from GCC countries who will be empowered to make substantive decisions. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
Quarterback Tom Brady readying to appeal his four-game suspension. His team, the New England Patriots, also planning to contest a $1 million fine and the loss of a pair of draft picks imposed by the NFL for using improperly inflated footballs in last season's AFC Championship game. This Massachusetts woman finds the whole thing blown out of proportion.
I think, you know, technically it's cheating, so they should have some punishment, but do we have to make such a big deal about this?
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32. The Nasdaq is off 17. This is AP Radio News. Verizon is buying internet pioneer AOL. Warren Levinson has more.
Verizon says it will pay $4.4 billion for AOL, giving it a bigger presence in both mobile video and online advertising. Verizon's the nation's largest wireless carrier and already a player in television and streaming video. The purchase price is $50 a share, a 15% premium to AOL's closing price Monday. Tim Armstrong would continue to lead the division. Verizon CEO Lowell McAdam issued a statement saying the company aims to give consumers the best possible programming on multiple screens. Warren Levinson, New York.
A Georgia man who saved a dog from a hot car has been arrested for smashing the window to free the animal. News reports are Michael Hammonds of Athens is charged with criminal trespassing after freeing the small dog in distress from a hot car outside a store. Witnesses say a group of shoppers were waiting for police to arrive to free the dog when the Army veteran smashed the window. Deputies say the car's owner insisted he be arrested. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.